You're listening to SBS News.
For years, the Murray-Darling Basin plan has been a point of contention for the National Party. The junior coalition partners now seem emboldened under the new leadership of Barnaby Joyce. Senate Nationals leader Bridget McKenzie announced they would push major changes to the bipartisan plan, legislated back in 2012.
We need to make sure we never again go into communities to buy back water as a government. We need to put a line under the Murray-Darling Basin Plan in 2024 and say, you know what, review it all you like, but you cannot come and get any more water out of our communities.
The proposal aims for less water to be returned to the environment and attacks the practice of buying back water from farmers. Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young is incensed by the idea.
I want to say with a heavy heart how disappointed I am that 2 days in to Barnaby Joyce being appointed as Deputy Prime Minister, we now have a new war being launched on South Australia and the Murray-Darling Basin by the National Party. 2 days in, and Mr Joyce as Deputy Prime Minister, the Deputy Chief of Sheriff to the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, and they're wanting to take water out of South Australia, off the Murray-Darling Basin, and screw over the environment.
Senator Hanson-Young was joined by Labor Senate Leader Penny Wong, trying to wedge a divide between the Nationals and the Liberal Party.
I'm glad Senator McKenzie has come in here. She can come in and explain how much she doesn't support the Murray-Darling Plan, how much she is acting against the interests of South Australia, and how much she is being permitted to do so by the man who has just been elected the Deputy Prime Minister of Australia. The Deputy Prime Minister of Australia, who is allowing you, as the leader of the Nationals here, to attack South Australia. I'm very happy to have a debate with you on this anytime. Why don't you come down to Adelaide? Why don't you come down to Adelaide and have a debate with us on water policy? You, me and Senator Birmingham, it'd be quite interesting to see who's on which side.
Leader of the government in the Senate, Simon Birmingham, was forced to side against his coalition partners and vote the amendments down.
It is the case that when those amendments come to a vote, I and the government will be voting against those amendments. That is the government position. And Mr President, the government does so.
The government does so. Order, Senator Watt.
Clear in our position, as I said in the primary question, Senator Smith.
Order, Senator Birmingham. Please resume your seat. Senator Birmingham, please resume your seat again.
But the National Party has clearly been encouraged by Barnaby Joyce's return. They've raised fresh concerns about any moves to commit to a net zero emissions target by 2050. National Senator Matt Canavan.
Those who are advocating for net zero emissions are advocating for a slogan. It's a three-word slogan that has no detail, no costs. So we are not going to sign up to a three-word slogan when potentially 500,000 odd jobs are at risk.
Barnaby Joyce, the newly appointed Deputy Prime Minister, was also trying to bring the debate away from renewables.
You've got to remember, we see it through different eyes. We see it through the eyes of coal workers' jobs. We see it through the eyes of people working in power plants, their jobs. We see it through the eyes of people who have a higher mission to earn a dollar for our nation to pay its way. This is the biggest thing. Our nation's got to pay its way. We make our money from exports, and exports are emission intensive. And if you don't like your exports, well, just start telling me how low you want to take your standard of living.
The Federal Labor Party was left pointing out the cost of inaction. Opposition climate change spokesperson Chris Bowen warned of what this new leadership could mean for Australia's renewable future.
Not supporting net zero by 2050 is a betrayal of regional Australia. The world's climate emergency is regional Australia's jobs opportunity. Barnaby Joyce and the National Party are refusing to take up that opportunity. They are letting down rural and regional Australia. It's got to stop. But the climate wars won't stop while Scott Morrison is Prime Minister and Barnaby Joyce is Deputy Prime Minister.
Tysock Husey, SBS News.